Good morning, everyone. It's Julie Renee here, and I am coming to you live from Las Vegas. I'm actually staying in the Westin Hotel at Lake Las Vegas, and I've had a couple interruptions in my schedule, as this is the same hotel President Obama has been staying in, and he just checked out yesterday. It's been pretty interesting to be here right in the middle of the activities while the president is here. And one of the things that I discovered is that when any president, but when this president travels, over 300 people travel with him, and many, many of those are the Secret Service and protection of many kinds. In addition, they've got a whole force. They call in all the police force and block off all the roads anytime the president is leaving. And you've got to understand that there is every single road that the president drives by and any major driveway to a resort has to be barricaded by a police car and a police officer. So that just takes hundreds of men to just move him a couple miles. It's been really remarkable to watch the process. And actually, the Secret Service are just sweetie pies. So as long as you're behaving properly, they're very friendly, but to the job at hand. And noticed that when I was trying to pull into the Westin yesterday, I wasn't allowed to, and it was a very interesting process of keep moving, Mom. So when the president is out and about, they're super careful to protect the vitality, the safety, and security of our leader. And in addition to that, I have been here in meetings in Las Vegas for an entire week now and have been meeting with some very, very remarkable, amazing people, including had a nice visit with David and Katie Stanley. And David's got a new movie coming out. David is Elvis Presley's brother, and he's just working on a deal that is official now. I guess Paramount Studios has picked up the movie. So congratulations to our dear friends, David and Katie Stanley. That's just great news. And he'll be talking about how Elvis Presley, the king, had mentored him and what he learned having Elvis as his big brother. And also having a really wonderful visit with Barbara Niven. And many of you know Barbara Niven. She's a friend to our show. She's been on our show before talking about bulimia and anorexia and how she struggled with that for 25 years and has overcome that. And we're really delighted to know that Barbara is now full on with her Star Power video training series. So she's a media trainer now. And Barbara has been in over 3,000 productions, movies, infomercials, and commercials. So you're going to know this woman, even if you don't know her name. Now you're going to think I know Barbara Niven, or I know the name Niven. And that's right. David Niven, the actor from former years, is her father-in-law. And so you definitely do. You definitely know her. If you see her face, you're going to go, oh, yeah, I knew her. She's been in so many movies, a lot of Lifetime movies. Anyway, we were visiting last night over supper, and she had mentioned to me that the Screen Actors Guild has really undergone a hostile takeover, and that just a regular actor, not the superstar actors, but just a regular actor, can no longer make a living there. Their income is no longer protected by the Screen Actors Guild. So but thinking about these processes of protection and really having all your supports in place, and that leads us into the topic for today, which is are you addicted to unnatural energy and the solutions for that whole situation, being addicted to unnatural energy? So the first thing that we're going to be thinking about when we look at this subject is to really go through your life and make an evaluation, you're going to say, probably right up front, oh, not me. And then I'd like you to actually take out a pen and paper and, you know, write these things down as I'm listing them to see which ones really are affecting you, which ones you are actually using. So do you have any caffeine drink? Coke, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, so any sodas that have caffeine? Do you have any coffees, lattes, espressos in your routine, weekly routine? Do you have even black tea, green tea? And then do you take supplements to help slim you? And then you're going to want to notice what's in those supplements that help slim you, because a lot of times they're loaded up with stimulants like caffeine. So that's another one to check off. Do you use 5-hour energy drinks, even the natural ones? Do you resort to those in a pinch? And what about Red Bull and the whole list? I know there's probably 10 of those supercharged, knock it down, and get yourself a boost of energy. Okay, and then for the sweet tooth, we want to also look at, are you addicted to the unnatural energy of large amounts of sugar? So the body is meant to process a very small amount of natural sugar that would be found in live fruits and berries, things that have just been picked. The natural mother's milk, but not cow's milk. So I'm not going to say anything bad about cow's milk, but many, many people, including my family, many people are allergic to milk. But let's look at the unnatural high volume of sugar. So having anything that's just concentrated sugar, say candy, pastries, pie, ice cream, sorbet. These are all really high amounts of sugar for what our body is meant to actually be able to process. And so sugars will actually often read as toxic when they land in the body. So it's just interesting to look at that. And these are also things that people use to get a boost of energy, is all the sugars. And again, we're going back to the sodas and the coffee drinks that are all loaded with whipped cream and sugar and all that stuff. And even smoothies, because you're getting an unnatural amount of fruit in the smoothies, you're going to be getting a pretty high concentrate of natural sugar, but much higher than what the body was meant to process. You're meant to process like one apple, or if you're particularly hungry, maybe two apples. But say in a smoothie, you might be getting 16, sugar of 16 pieces of fruit in one of those grande, whatever, the large smoothies. And so you want to be thinking about that too, that are you actually addicted to sugar or caffeine? Well, the good news is that you don't have to be. And we want to look at next why people get themselves hooked to these things. And then the natural body rhythm as opposed to the actual experience of living with full energy. So I've been in meetings off and on for a week, and I noticed that my energy really wanes in the meetings. So there might be something about being around large groups of people that depletes your energy. That's certainly the case with me. So one thing to do to protect your energy is to exercise in the morning and be sure to meditate and clear your energy so you're not getting a buildup of other people's energy. The meditations we do help to put a protection around the outer edge of the aura. And one of the techniques we use is a blue corona. So a blue kind of like an edge to the sun, an edge to your aura, a blue kind of flaming aura. and that will keep other people's programs off of you, so that, that will serve to protect you. But also you just need to clear your energy. If you're around somebody who's really negative and taking your energy down, what you want to do is imagine a rose between you and them, just a red rose, and then put a little cartoon bomb, like a Roadrunner bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Little Roadrunner bomb. Boop, and boom, boom, rose bomb, rose bomb. That actually dissipates the energy, so their energy doesn't come into you. So the reason that I notice that people get hooked on energy is that they want to count on having energy at the specific time that they need it. And since people are so out of touch with their natural rhythms, we're not living in a natural environment. We're living in many of you are entrepreneurial, but the environment's not natural. So even thinking about the TV being on and altering your brainwaves and altering your body function, interacting with the computers, altering the brainwaves yet again, and your natural ability to actually stay in your parasympathetic system. One of the things I was chatting with one of the gentlemen here at the meeting is that he's an expert in mindfulness, and he had mentioned that he's teaching parents and families the effect of this computer technology age and what's happening and what we've already discussed many times. But it's nice to be validated by people who are looking at it from, you know, a straight science coaching view, is that it's impossible, if you're on technology, to keep your body in the parasympathetic or relaxed system. Every bing, beep, alarm, every action required, every pop-up causes you to go back into high alert. So the very nature of technology is to overstimulate the nervous system and to put you into the sympathetic system, which is the high alert system. And so when you're in the high alert system, you're not producing the natural happy endorphins, dopamine, or tryptamine, serotonin, the opiate, and even possibly you're shutting down more of your brain function. And yes, there's likely a tie between poor digestion and being on the computer too much. So we're going to take a very short break, and we'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back. Yes, and that your Health Can't Wait teleconference is coming right up. You'll want to get yourself registered. You can go to the website. It's October 24th, Monday night, and we're looking forward to having a lot of you on the call. We had 60 people on the call recently, and it was a phenomenal call. And actually, we do energy healing, so that is a good place, you listening to this particular show and wanting to improve and increase your energy. That is a place where we're often tweaking the glands that help with sleep and energy. So that's often the healing. So you'll want to get yourself registered for that. Call it at julierenee.com. Just scroll down below the video there, the first video that you come to, and you'll see an option for your Help Can't Wait. Fantastic. So we've been talking a little bit about the energy of unnatural, unnatural energy like sugar and caffeine, and then we've also been talking about the impact of technology and how that affects your energy. What we're going to do now is go into our healing part of the show, and I'd like you to find yourself in a comfortable seated position with your spine erect and your feet on the floor, and just breathing in and out, and breathing in and out. Send a grounding cord from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release, and begin to release the excess energy in the body. Release any stress, worry, concern, other people's energy. Some of you might be joining me from the meetings And I know I've made a bunch of new friends in CEO space, and I so appreciate you tuning in. This is going to help get you kind of rebooted and relaxed. Also, the James Malinchak group, a big hello to all of you. And, of course, a big, big love, lots of love to the Miraculous Living apprentices and interns who are tuning in, and the Miraculous Living Inner Circle students who are tuning in. So it's time for us to relax. I'm going to right now do a healing that will allow you, if you have a block in receiving healing around energy, I'm going to clear that for you in both your DNA and your spiritual timeline. And sometimes this gets set up so that your body doesn't really, like it was a control mechanism that went into your DNA or your spiritual timeline to prevent you from having too much energy. Maybe as a child, you were wired and your parents were constantly putting calm down into your energy body. And then now when somebody wants to tweak your energy up, you have a block. So right now I'm clearing that for you. And even if you're listening later to the show, you'll be getting this healing. Not to worry. And in the meantime, I'd like male bodies to ground your male body. And we've talked about this on other shows. Ground your testes with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down to the center of the earth. Set your testes, your male body, on release. And I'd like you to include the prostate. And for men, we're really working on keeping that prostate at a normal, comfortable size. And for those of you who have an enlarged prostate, this is an excellent visualization and process to just keep seeing it going, just draining off and going back to the natural size. For women, of course, we're going to ground your ovaries with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollowing the center through the perineum down to the center of the earth, and the very same process that the ovaries on release. And now we don't necessarily get the ovaries swollen. However, women get cysts on their ovaries and get illnesses around the uterus. And by clearing this energy every day, the energy of all of others, the other people you're healing and helping, this helps tremendously with all the female body and keeping the female body in good health. Fantastic. Fantastic. I want you to pop up to your adrenals. Now, this is one of your energy sources. However, this is one of your backup systems. This is not where you're supposed to be drawing on your energy day in and day out. So ground your adrenals. They sit on top of the kidneys, 1 inch up from the waistline, 2 inches off the spine. They look like little acorns with hats. With a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. Yes, this is for both men and women. Go ahead and set the adrenals on release. So you've grounded it all the way to the center of the earth. And now you're setting the adrenals, this little acorn-like gland. Put the release button on and release the fight or flight, stress out energy. Let's get you back into your parasympathetic system this morning and get you back into your natural biorhythm. You really want to be thinking about staying in a natural, more natural pace. You may have put too many things on your plate or too much mental energy in your space. And a lot of times people with energy addiction have really just become completely out of balance. Have a really fabulous program I'll mention at the end of the show on keeping life in balance. So popping up to the center of the head next, and let's go ahead and wash out the center of the head, opening the trapdoor out the back of the head. And just wash the center of the head out. And what you're eliminating right now is looping thoughts. You're eliminating any squatters, worries, and concerns that dominate the center of your head, nervousness, nervous energy. As you're clearing out the center of the head using a spiritual fire hose, you're just spraying out the center of the head, and the trapdoor out the back is where everything is just piling out, you know, just washing out. I'm going to do a little healing now on your neurons. And that will both affect your brain and nerves. and even your skin, is going to just allow you to come into more relaxation. We're also going to give a command to the nervous system to relax. Anything that's plugged up in the nervous system is actually easily able to drain out the big grounding cord. You can see the nervous system going through the spine and right down into that large grounding cord, the first one we started with. So we're just going to drain out the nervous system and tune up the neurons. And in addition to that, as we're doing that, let's go ahead and pull your mental energy back to a natural space. Mental energy can get way out of control. You can get a big puffball at the top of your head of mental energy, which means that you've pulled your energy out of your physical body, meaning you no longer have that fuel, that physical energy in your body to fuel yourself. So just imagine that there might be a puffball. More than 70% of people I work with do not have this under control. They let mental energy get way big, puffy out the top of their head, and they get fuzzy thinking and have difficulty seeing when this mental energy is so out of control. So let's go ahead and bring that back down, bring that energy back down into your body, just mental energy at 100%, not 200%. Just bringing it down. Beautiful. Opening your feet to earth energy as you're bringing the mental energy back down. Let's get your earth energy running through the feet chakras in the bottom of the feet, representing your soul understanding. And one of the good things that you can do as you're finding your natural rhythm is to either get your feet in the grass and reconnect with the earth, or get your feet in the sand or the sea. What we're wanting to do is have you remember what it is to be human on planet Earth and loving planet Earth. And so opening your feet to this experience of being connected with the Earth is very, very important. And then as you get your feet in the grass, the sand, or the ocean, I'd like you to open your feet chakras to Earth energy. And right now, go ahead and do that, bringing Earth energy up through the bottom of the feet, your soul understanding, through your ankles, shins and calves, knees, thighs, through the hips, and down the grounding cord. Knees representing your ability to honor yourself. Are your knees swollen this morning? Are you having difficulty slowing down enough to honor yourself? Finding a place in the universe that's in harmony with you, bringing a line of energy into the back of the head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. This is the human spirit access portal. We write about that in our upcoming book, The Divine Human Blueprint. We want to be getting that as soon as it's out. And let's go ahead and bring a line of energy from this place in the universe that's in harmony with you into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, down through your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, through the wrists, out the hands and fingertips, and bringing more of that cosmic energy to clear your back channel. And you know that yellow back, or that stiff back, or that painful back. Let's go ahead and bring that energy down through the back channel, and then looping down through the hips, through the pelvic cradle, up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura, pulling your aura into 18 inches around your body, setting up a little spiritual vacuum cleaner, a little golden Roomba, at the top of your head and under your feet. And let's have them spiral around. So the one over your head is spiraling down to your waist and cleaning up all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls in your aura, as the one under your feet is spiraling up and meeting in the middle. And then when they meet, go ahead and throw them down the big grounding cord. I'd like you to also say hello to your mitochondria. I'm doing a healing on your mitochondria right now. This is the fuel for the cell. It's the little generator for each and every cell in your body. Let's get that up at 100%. The mitochondria gives you a tremendous amount of strength, as does muscle strength. And, you know, one of the things you want to be doing is using your muscles, exercising every day, walking in nature, having fun, dancing, swimming, snorkeling, rowing, kayaking. There's an endless amount of surfing, endless amount of outdoor activities, hiking, running. the things that are in harmony with you, that bring you joy and bring your body into connection and back to your natural rhythm. I'd like you to know, as a handsome yogi or beautiful yogi, you sit at the top of your head, and in a golden sun, sit at the top of your head and pull yourself back into your body. So just, you can just imagine it kind of just dropping down. Your spirit is going now into your feet, into your hands, into your arms and legs, torso, neck, and head. And really feeling that golden energy flowing out to the outer edge of the skin, and then feeling your spirit flowing out to the outer edge of your skin. And really bringing yourself back into present time, rubbing your hands together in front of your heart chakra. And I would like you to create some spiritual heat, some tapas, some energy. And let's make those hands nice and hot. And when the palms are nice and hot, put your right hand over your heart and your left hand over your right hand. In a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity, repeat to yourself, I love myself. I trust myself. I can express my unique self. And welcome back. I'd like to just mention to you, we have an amazing video series on the website Miraculous Living, miraculouslivingbeauty.com. And you just want to sign up for that video series. It's going to give you all of the information about living life in balance. You're going to really love that. It's a 5-part series. Well, we'll see you next week on the show. Have a wonderful day, a blessed week, and we love you. I love you. Bye-bye.